This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by BiPro, instant whey protein isolate supplements. BiPro is the ultimate whey protein isolate for those who want to build or maintain muscle mass. Order BiPro at BiProUSA.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's the home of the Mountaineers, and I'm with Andy Kettler. He's the strength coach for this basketball Mountaineer squad, and welcome to our program, Andy.
Well, thank you. It's nice to see you guys again. Fortunately, I think last time we talked, we were in Indianapolis at the Final Four, and we're trying to get back.
We told you, and you told us to get down to Morgantown and see you anytime, and we're finally here, and wow, what an impressive sight. You got to tell us a little bit about it, just to let our listeners know about this place.
Well, yeah, it's a great place here. The new practice facility is about 2 years old, and we have everything we feel like we need to facilitate, you know, good efficient training with our kids. Full dumbbells, kettlebells, four racks with connecting chin-up attachments. I'm looking out here, our hip press, squat pros, lat pull downs and such. We got everything we need in here. Coach Huggins was fantastic with allowing us to not really having a budget, but doing whatever we needed to take care of our kids. So very, very fortunate to have this weight room. And as you saw the view there with the glass and the river behind us and everything, it's a nice setup.
Yeah, we're going to do a heck of a pictorial here. And this is not some kind of room that was just thrown together. This is an architectural plan right here.
Yeah, like I said, we got lucky. Hugs always tells everybody there's 1.8 million people in the state, and boy, every one of those people mattered, and they all gave a little bit and all helped a lot to make this possible. So this room reflects the generosity and the caring these people have for all of us here in the basketball program. So.
Yeah, well, obviously, they love their Mountaineers here. Tell us a bit about the Big 12 and the transition that's been
The Big 12 is a great league. What I enjoy about it is every town is a college town. You know, we used to go in and out of cities, which some people like more than others. So I do enjoy that. I've enjoyed a lot of the strength coaches I've met. Todd Wright, I've gotten to know a little bit. Andrew Hootie are fantastic people amongst other people in the league. And the only drawback, you know, to be honest with you, and it's tough because you don't want to bring it up or use it as a crutch. But, I mean, essentially all of our flights are 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
There are days we might play Wednesday night and get in our cars at 5 or 6 a.m. here in Morgantown, which when you turn that into classes and practice, it can make for a tough next day. So there are some drawbacks, things we can't control, things we try to control the best we can as far as travel, recovery, and taking care of the kids. But it is a good league. I mean, there's real good basketball, real good people, and you'll see a heck of a lot of players being drafted here soon from the Big 12. So there's a lot of good athletes there too.
Mm-hmm. Coach Kettler, here we are. It's June 2014. Obviously, getting ready for another Big 12 season. Behind the scenes, here you guys are. What's going on now as you prepare for your summer program? What are you doing with the summer program exactly right now?
Well, this time of year, we do have a younger team. We have one older player in particular who's arguably one of the better point guards in the country. Aside from him, we do have a younger team who hasn't trained with me a whole lot. So we've got a four-day split, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Changed it up this week a little bit. We are lifting today, but typically Wednesday is more so an agility day. Any conditioning we may do this time of year is somewhat lighter with usually our bigger guys, just so we can get them in that habit. Most of my guards are pretty darn good shape year-round. So just hitting the weights a lot, hard and heavy, and trying to really get these kids stronger mentally and physically and get them ready for essentially our next step, which would be when school starts and preseason starts, and then roll that into the season. So, mm-hmm. Like today, to give you an example, I have a 7 o'clock group coming in here any minute. Some of those kids work. We bring them in early, usually about an hour. I mean, we like to get them in, work them hard. I always tell the kids it's kind of like a racehorse running. You can only run hard so long. So the harder they work, the quicker they're out. So typically an hour, and we just filter our groups in and out. And
Coach, with the amount of individual and teamwork that's allowed in the off season, how do you program agility, cardio work, and minimize injuries and overtraining, things like that?
Not so worried about the weight room. However, now that we are allowed to practice twice a week, which is only an hour twice a week, mm-hmm. on the basketball floor, you know, you do watch their legs a little more because they'll have open gym and they're working on their own. It has changed. I think it's going to continue to change. So from their hips down, I'm a little more careful than I may have been 3 years ago, depending on the day. I'll give you an example. Yesterday was a leg day, plus we had an hour of practice. So, you know, you may weed a little bit out or you may change things up a little bit. Agilities don't bother me so much. We'll do that right now once a week on Wednesdays. Conditioning, like I said, this time of year is usually next to nothing, aside from a few individuals who may have specific needs. And we address those by, you know, using our Alter G, which is an anti-gravity treadmill, using regular treadmills, woodways. What else we got down there? We got our VersaClimbers, things that won't impact their legs as much, but still get a positive result this time of year.
You know, as you think back over since you've been here, how has your program changed or, you know, evolved over that period?
Well, I don't know if it's changed a ton. I remember talking to some older strength coaches, some gentlemen I really respect, and, you know, you would ask, what did you do this summer? How'd it go? And they would always tell me every year, I just got a little smarter. So I would hope that I would just continue to get a little smarter in programming and getting through to the kids. I think if you don't get through the kids, you have nothing. So the older I get, more time I feel goes to building the relationships and honing in on the kids and just helping them become men. And when you do that, it becomes much easier to accomplish what you want, you know, in these walls in here, which, as you know, aren't always fun. So
right. Well, Coach Andy Kettler, we certainly appreciate taking a few minutes before the 7 a.m. workout this morning. Once again, last time we saw you was at the Final Four in Indianapolis, and hopefully we see you there real quick here.
Hopefully. I mean, obviously we have, in my mind, best coach in the country, and we're getting some better players in here, and unfortunately lost a few, and that seems to be the way things are going around the country now. But we got a good young group, so hopefully we keep getting better, and hopefully we do start picking up the pace here a little bit.
Coach, thanks for having us in. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.